You see, this site was used in the Boer War as a practice training ground by the military. And I have found several Martini Henry bullets and cartridge cases, which I've got here. I've made a collection of them. And solid ball, too. That's 1 ounce solid lead ball, which is what from a musket, yeah. And then there's the Martini Henry, which came later in the Boer War. So it's been used for a long time, probably since about 1850, by the military. And one of the things that the army found, right there, was a First World War anti-tank missile. They couldn't think what on earth, yeah. They couldn't think what on earth they'd got on their mine detecting instrument. It was deep and it was 20 feet down, so they dug down into the ground, and the pit, the hollow is still there. They dug down and they found this thing. It was 4 feet long, and it was a practice German anti-tank missile. So it's probably unique. I mean, I don't know whether there are examples in the Imperial War Museum. There might be, who knows. But anyway, that's what they found, and they took it away pronto and blew it up somewhere. I don't know where. Most of the things they used to, the bombs, they would either blow up there on site, or if they were too delicate, they would encase them in concrete and take them and dump them in the sea off Southend somewhere.